From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Poland's president and other top officials from that country who were killed in a plane crash leave a legacy that will live forever. Clinton spoke as she visited the Polish embassy to sign a book of condolences today. The body of the Polish president, Lech Kaczynski, is back in Warsaw, his casket greeted by an honor guard and military band at the airport. Thousands of people line the motorcade route to the presidential palace to pay their respects. Poles in the U.S. are paying their respects as well. NPR's David Shaper attended a memorial service at one of Chicago's Catholic churches.
St. Constance Church on Chicago's northwest side is one of several Catholic parishes here that regularly celebrate Mass in Polish. And this morning, an overflowing crowd packed into the church. A framed portrait of Polish President Lech Kaczynski stood on one side of the altar, surrounded by flowers, candles, and the Polish flag. An honor guard of Polish military veterans carrying Polish flags led a procession in and out of the church. Chicago is home to more Poles than any other city outside of Warsaw, and Kaczynski was scheduled to come to Chicago next month to lead the city's big Polish Constitution Day parade. Chicagoans are also grieving the death of Polish artist Wojciech Severin, who designed a memorial to the Katyn massacre here and also perished in the plane crash. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The grieving is far from over in the West Virginia town where 29 men were killed in last week's coal mine explosion. NPR's Allison Keyes was at a memorial service at the Pemberton Coal Camp Church.
Bishop J.L. Clyburn tried to put the mourners' feelings into words.
We ask that your presence not only fill this coal mining house of God, but may your sweet glory also fill the houses of everyone affected by this tragedy.
Many here wore the uniforms of other coal mines in the area, like Toni Daniel, who says she came to support all of the families.
It's been hard. It's been really hard.
Federal mine safety officials say a probe into the cause of the explosion could take up to a year. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Raleigh County, West Virginia.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, is predicting that President Obama will nominate a successor to Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, who can win quick confirmation.
I think we're going to hear it soon enough so we can wrap this up this summer.
Not so fast, says the committee's ranking Republican, Senator Jeff Sessions.
We'll just see how it plays out. Depends on the quality of the nominee. I think that's the standard the Senate has adopted in recent years.
Both Sessions and Leahy were on NBC's Meet the Press today. GOP leaders say they will take as much time as necessary to ensure that the nominee has what they call mainstream judicial views. This is NPR News from Washington. Actress Dixie Carter is dead at the age of 70. NPR's Robert Smith reports Carter was star of the popular sitcom Designing Women.
Carter played the wisecracking sister on Designing Women.
I'm Julia Sugarbaker, Suzanne Sugarbaker's sister.
Born in Tennessee, she became a TV icon of Southern beauty and wit in that 80s sitcom.
See, Phyllis, no one in the South ever asks if you have crazy people in your family. They just ask which side they're on.
She began her career in theater and soap operas in the 1960s, but got her star break in the series Different Strokes as Maggie, the new wife of Mr. Drummond.
I've always taken pride in being an independent woman, and when you, of all people, seem to doubt my intentions, it hurt me, made me crazy. But I know if I lost you, I'd regret it for the rest of my life.
Carter was nominated for an Emmy in 2007 for a guest role on Desperate Housewives. She survived by her husband, actor Hal Holbrook. Robert Smith, NPR News.
Phil Mickelson is the winner of this year's Masters Golf Tournament. NPR's Tom Goldman at Augusta says it is Mickelson's third Masters victory and probably the sweetest.
It was a very dramatic and emotional moment for Phil Mickelson and his wife, Amy, who is battling breast cancer. Amy hasn't been at the tournament up to now, but she showed up with their kids, and it was very tearful, back by the scorer's cabin, and Phil and Amy embraced for a long time, and it was a nice capper on this tournament. Phil Mickelson is certainly one of the fan favorites, and that moment certainly endeared him even more to the golf fans here.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting Mickelson won by 3 shots over Lee Westwood of Britain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.